We're back at the second annual Crowd Invest Summit in 2017 at the LA Convention Center. I have with me Jessica Versteeg. She's the CEO of Paragon. Jessica, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So explain what Paragon is for us, please.
Yes, I would love to. So we are a blockchain solution for the cannabis industry, as well as an offline platform that we are building co-working spaces for all cannabis-related startups.
So how does blockchain and cannabis fit in together?
I know. It's something that happened accidentally. I've always been into cryptocurrency. I've always been into blockchain. And I recently started this cannabis company called AUBox. And so while I was working through this cannabis company, I started to find things like lab results that weren't always accurate. I found it hard to verify patient identification. It wasn't all on one database. And I realized I can solve this for myself on blockchain. So I asked my husband, I said, hey, can you ask your developer friends to just create me my own private blockchain? And he said, sure, no problem. So we started building it out and I started using it and getting dispensaries to start putting information, getting labs to start verifying things, getting suppliers to put their information on there of their lab results. And all of a sudden I realized it's working for me. And if it's this easy for me, I can make it this easy for everyone in the industry. And they deserve that because they work so hard. They deserve this easy life. So I decided to make it open. Internally, we were calling it AU Coin or AU Blockchain, and now we call it Paragon because it's for everyone, and it sets this example of what should be in the industry. Now, a client can come to a dispensary or a patient can come to a dispensary and scan a QR code and see, okay, it was grown indoor, it was grown outdoor, were there solar lights used, were there pesticides used? Now, how was it dried? Was it hung dry? How was it trimmed? What were the lab results? How much THC and CBD? How many times it transferred? What was the mother plant? I mean, a plethora of information can just be stored on this blockchain. And it's now at the customer's fingertips. So it kind of happened accidentally, but that's how blockchain and cannabis merged.
I mean, what an interesting way to figure out authentication for that kind of stuff. I mean, you're talking from mother plants to how it's dried. I mean, that's a that's even more further than the lab results will give for that type of thing.
Yeah.
And obviously, which a big booming business, that's a big need for people to be able to verify that for them.
Yeah, it is. It's something that people want to know, especially if you're in this space of cannabis. You want to know, who was this mother plant? Where did it come from? Is it a hybrid? How did you get to this? What kind of trichomes? Like, what do the trichomes look like? You want to know everything that you can know. And I think the cannabis industry is taking it a step further. And we're going past what Big Pharma is doing. I mean, if you look at the back of any prescription, you just see like a few big names and you're like, okay, I guess they listed something and that's it. But with this, actually, we're going to list everything. What was the pH level in the soil? I mean, anything that you can think of for this plant, just treat it as a crop. You want to know if the corn that you got from Whole Foods is really organic. Now you can. On blockchain, everything is verifiable. And it's this immutable ledger that gives power to the people. We can now know what we're putting in our bodies.
It's so important. And you look at that. I mean, cannabis has grown so much, the interest in it. You have growers, almost, you know, these micro growers. And I kind of like to sometimes relate it to kind of like craft breweries. People are so fanatics about these types of things. They want to know what's going on with it, and they're really highly involved.
Exactly.
How do investors get involved in this type of thing, or how do people kind of, you know, take part in this at all?
So for people to take part in Paragon, I think the people that want to take part the most are people that are in the space, because they know, gosh, this is something we really need. We really just want to verify what we're giving to people and make this one simple ecosystem. So those are the people that are going to want to be a part of it. They just go to paragoncoin.com, sign up, register, and you're part of our ecosystem. But we also have other parts. So once we decided to say, okay, let's make this blockchain for everyone, I thought, well, if we're going to make it for everyone, let's try and solve other things. Let's think outside of the box. What else can we do? So we decided to create this co-working space. So this is another way people can become part of Paragon, is this co-working space. Because when I was running AUBox, I realized, one, I live in San Francisco. It's really difficult to put your finances together and be able to afford that rent. Two, you have to be in a green zone, which is like you were talking about breweries or liquor license. You have to be in a certain zone. And three, it's once you say you're cannabis, nobody wants to rent to you, because what if you do something illegal? Then they're in trouble and they could lose their property. So we decided to create this co-working space that you and I could come. We could do an interview there. We could talk about my farm that I just grew this crop, and here, do you want to smell this plant and see how the flowers smell? Without disturbing other people, because you're in an environment that everyone appreciates this plant and wants to be a part of it. So then the third element that I brought into it was the cryptocurrency side of it. So I realized it's really dangerous to be paying my rent in cash, to be paying my lawyer in cash, to be paying my delivery guy in cash, all of these things in cash. It's dangerous and scary. So we decided it's still federally illegal to pay for the actual plant itself, but what you can pay for are the things that I just listed. So, for example, in Paragon Space, you can pay your rent if you decide to open or have a little office there. You can pay your rent in PRG tokens. You can pay your delivery guy if you're a dispensary in PRG tokens. You can order soil for your grow in PRG tokens. Everything can now be tokenized. And it's no longer this fear of carrying cash.
I mean, that's why these cryptocurrencies have come about, right? You're solving a need, a demand for something that you can fix a solution to. I mean, I commend you for that.
Thanks.
So what else are you doing to get the word out about this?
Oh, so to get the word out, you know, I think that I've been living in this bubble that I hit this wall and realizing I was in a bubble. I live in San Francisco, and everything you can buy anything with the crypto. You can buy your groceries with Bitcoin. You can buy a flight on Expedia with crypto. You can buy a condo in San Francisco with crypto. You start to think that that's normal and that's what everyone does until you build something like Paragon and try to teach everyone, and all of a sudden you realize, whoa, not everyone knows. So I was thinking, who could be a huge influence in the people that I'm wanting to help? And that's the cannabis space. Who better than The Game? Everyone knows The Game. He's so involved in cannabis. It was his life growing up. He is co-owner in a dispensary. He owns a line called Trees. He believes in cannabis. So he brings that knowledge to us about the cannabis industry. And his following just loves to know what he's doing. So if they don't know about cryptocurrency, if they don't know about blockchain, they know about cannabis and they know about Game, and they want to be a part of what he's being a part of, so they'll look into it. And now we're teaching people, and that knowledge is power. We need to help create this society of people that understand what we're doing and understand where the future is going. And I think Game is a big part of that.
That's a great you know, point you make. A lot of people are so afraid of cannabis. They don't understand all the, you know, wonderful effects and the medical applications. It's been kept under wraps for so long. So the fact that you can start to bring that to light in the public, and obviously being California helps. But yes, you're in San Francisco at the center of all the tech, so I understand how that goes. But it's growing. I mean, everyone's getting involved in cryptocurrency now. So I mean, it's
both industries are growing, cryptocurrency and cannabis. And I think, like I said earlier, knowledge is power. We need to teach people that cannabis isn't for everyone. Cryptocurrency may not be for everyone right now, but if you have some kind of pain and cannabis can fix it versus opiates, why not choose cannabis? But we need to teach people that there is a medical side of it. It's not just some like cool joint that you're smoking to be a cool kid. There's a beautiful medical side of it, and we need to teach people that. The same for cryptocurrency. It's not just cool to say like, hey, look at how much I have in my wallet or my portfolio. You want to teach people that this is something real. You can actually pay your rent, or you can actually obtain a flight with this or a hotel room. So yeah, they're both coming up, and they both have this what are you guys talking about kind of image and film. We need to teach people it's the future, and there's definitely positive to this.
I mean, that's when the opportunity is there, obviously, right? So one more time, though, where can they find out more about your company?
Thanks. So you guys can go to paragoncoin.com and find out anything you need to know.
So, Jessica, what do you think about the Crowd Invest Summit so far?
It's awesome. This is my first time coming here. Everyone is so friendly. It's a great crowd, and we're meeting a lot of amazing people.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'd love to have you back again soon sometime. And
thanks.
Hope to see you at the next
one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Stay tuned for the next interviews here on InvestorTownHall.com.